Now today I'm going to talk about the tabernacle of God. Hallelujah. The three-phase evolution of God's temple. It's a book I wrote, the Lord led me. It's something that's been in me for years. And we tried to bottle this thing up, you know, within us for many years. But you know, you cannot keep the word of God in you. Amen?
Amen.
You must bring it forth. Hallelujah. Amen. And the appointed time came and the Lord led me to write this book. Amen. It's a book that deals with the tabernacle of Moses. Do you know the tabernacle of Moses? Has anybody here heard of the tabernacle of Moses?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Now, when the children of Israel left Egypt, we know the story clearly, don't we? Moses, you know, made a tabernacle. You know? In the wilderness, God instructed Moses to create a tabernacle. In that tabernacle, God's glory was to dwell in that tabernacle in the midst of Israel. So throughout their 40 years in the wilderness, that tabernacle was always with the children of Israel, and God dwelt in that glory, hallelujah, in the tabernacle. If they wanted to pray, if they wanted to ask for anything, if they wanted to inquire of the Lord, they had to face the tabernacle. Amen? And you see, the whole purpose of the gospel, does anybody know the purpose of the gospel? Amen? Yes, let's leave it the way it is. The purpose of the gospel is to do what? Is to restore each and every one of us back to the glory that we've lost in Adam. You know that? God's intention is to do what? Is to reconcile everybody unto himself. You know what they call reconciliation? Amen?
Amen.
How many of you have had a problem with your partner before? And everything goes haywire. There's a split. Amen?
Amen.
Now a time comes where when both parties have suffered enough and they not call what they call a truce and they come together and they what? They reconcile. Amen?
Amen.
And reconciliation is very sweet, isn't it?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
So the intention of the gospel is to to reconcile each and every one of us back to the Father. Amen?
Amen.
Back to the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes. Jesus Christ used phrases. He says, the Lordship. He has come to what? To seek the Lord's what? The lost sheep, amen? Now, if a sheep is lost, that means the sheep was somewhere before it became lost, amen? And I tell you the truth, each and every one of us, hallelujah,
amen.
We are what genuine, we came out from the glory of God, amen? You are not just a flesh and blood being, amen? You are not just a person that is born to suffer in this life and just pass away, hallelujah.
Amen.
We are all born to what? To declare and to manifest the glory of God here on earth, hallelujah. Amen. Now the tabernacle is a structure. You know, God in his wisdom properly detailed this tabernacle. Amen.
Amen.
And inside it, we're going to see mysteries. You know what they call mysteries? Things that were going to show us the way, hallelujah, to the salvation that has been hidden from the foundation of the world. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. In Adam, we all sinned, but in Christ, we what? We all come alive. Amen. In Adam, we all died. Amen?
Amen?
But in Christ, we now come alive. Hallelujah. It's a spiritual awakening. Amen? You know what it means to die? To die is not just to go to the grave, eh? Don't you see? Have you seen coffins walking on the earth before? Have you seen a coffin walking? Don't you? You've not looked properly. Amen?
Amen?
Because all men are what? Are dead. In their sins and trespasses. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All have sinned and fallen short of the glory. Hallelujah. And all died in Adam. Amen. So before the knowledge of Christ came, all men were living dead. Amen. You know when Adam took off the fruit in the garden? The Bible says, you know, he died spiritually from that moment. Even though he went on to live almost 1,000 years, from that moment he was dead. Hallelujah. So to be alive in the flesh and moving around does not mean you are alive. Amen? Eternal life talks about what? Knowing the Father. Amen? Eternal life is what? Is knowing the Father. Jesus Christ defined what eternal life is. He said eternal life is to know the true God. Amen? We're not just talking of a head knowledge. We're talking of an intimate relationship. Amen? You know what they call intimate relationship? Hallelujah. You know that kind of relationship that you have with your wife and your husband? You know? That's what they call intimate relationship. Amen? You become so close that what? that an offspring comes out of you. Amen. A new creature comes out of you, isn't it? Hallelujah. So we're going to go straight to the tabernacle and let us see what God has in store for us. Understand that we are speaking according to the mind of God. Amen. Because the mind of God reveals the deep things of God. The Spirit of God is given to us to teach us all things. Amen. The Spirit of tongues is not just given to you to talk in tongues. You know that? The Bible says that what the Spirit of God is giving to you for what? To teach you all things. Amen? Amen. And to teach you of the things to come. Amen. He's talking about teaching you about the glory in Christ that is to come. Hallelujah. Do you know this is the glory that Moses asked God? That God, I want to see your glory. You know Moses asked God? He asked God that he wanted to see the glory of God. But God said, you cannot see my glory. Hallelujah. You cannot see my glory. No man can see my glory and what? And live. Hallelujah. Amen. I tell you the truth. That the least in God's kingdom, the least who enter into glory in God, are greater than Moses. Hallelujah. The Bible says that John the Baptist was greater than what? Than all the people that were born before him. John the Baptist was greater than all the men that were born before him. But yet, the least in God's kingdom is what? Is higher than John the Baptist. Hallelujah. Amen. So let us understand what God is saying. We're talking of glory. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ, before going to the cross, he said that the glory that I had before the foundation of the world, I have given it over to them. That is to who? To each and every one of us. Hallelujah. So that we can do what? Behold the glory of God. That same glory that what Moses was not worthy of seeing, we can see today. Hallelujah. Amen. It is at our disposal what? Today. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Even the backside of the glory of God, the back, because Moses saw the back of God. That backside of the glory of Moses was enough to cause his face to shine. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It was so glorious to cause his face to shine. But we what? We see the face of God. Hallelujah. It's a gift that's unimaginable. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Now the tabernacle, like we see in the picture, let's quickly go down. Was a structure. It had the priest of old would do what? They would go there with sacrifices. Normally, it had different compartments. It had three compartments. You had what they call the outer court. Amen.
Amen.
This is the outer view of the tabernacle. You can see that you had the outer court, which is an outer, like a compound. Then you had a structure that was covered with dense animal skin, so that nobody could see from outside what was inside the tabernacle. What was inside that field that was in the middle. Hallelujah. Let's go on. Now the tabernacle, on the outer, we're going to start off with the outer court. On the outer court, you have two objects. Named the bronze altar and the bronze laver. That is, it was like a wash hand basin. There was one where they would do the sacrifices of the animal. They bring normally sheep or rams, you know, or goats or whatever, and they sacrifice them, bulls, on that first altar. Amen?
Amen.
And after that, they went on to, the priests would now wash, they would now wash themselves at the second container called the bronze laver. Amen? And after that, the priests would now have the right to enter into that place that we can't see now, we can't see the inside now. Understand that everything that was made, that was created in the outer court, was made of material called bronze. You know bronze? Brass. There was material that was actually inferior to what was inside the real tabernacle, which we're going to see later. Amen?
Amen.
So what was God trying to indicate by this outer court? Amen? Because we said that the priests normally would take a sheep or ram, amen, to atone for the sins of the people in the outer court before moving further to wash themselves. What does this mean? How does this apply to us? Amen. Do you remember when John the Baptist saw Jesus? What was the first thing he said? Amen. Hallelujah. This one is supposed to be easy now. Amen?
Amen.
He said, behold, the lamp that taken away the sins of the... Hallelujah. In other words, all those things that we were seeing in the Old Testament were only shadows. You know what they call a shadow? When you see a shadow, are you seeing the real thing? No, a shadow is only a reflection of the real thing. Amen? So the Old Testament sacrifices were only a reflection of things to come. Hallelujah. Do you know up to today, some people still kill rams? They still do all these religious rituals. Amen? Hallelujah. It is why? Because they are not enlightened with the knowledge of the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
So the lamp of God, John, said, behold, the lamp of God that taken away the sins of the world. That this is the true ordained lamb. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because this tabernacle that we see, that was in the Old Testament, was only a shadow of the true tabernacle that is in the heavens. Hallelujah. Because the things that are of God are what? Are invisible. Amen. But we begin to understand the things that be of God by what? By viewing the things that are seen, that are made. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So what happens now? The priest will now go to the next position, which was the bronze laver, and will do what? They will now wash their hands before they now had right to enter into the tabernacle per se. Amen? And nobody from outside could ever had a view of what was inside that tabernacle. Amen? And we're going to see, because inside that tabernacle was where God's glory dwelt. It is the place that each and every one of us, children of God, that God is calling us into in this place, in this last days today. Hallelujah. Each of us have to enter into this place for what they call intimate fellowship. Hallelujah. The Bible says that our life is what is hid in Christ. Amen?
Amen.
God is calling each and every one to arise and enter into this place. Let us move on fast and you'll get a clearer picture. This is the bronze altar. This is the bronze altar. You see the sheep, the lamb inside, which is our Lord Jesus. Amen? Then we'll move further. Hallelujah. Now, this is the frame. After I remove the covering over the tabernacle, there was what they call a structure, the framework. Everything was made of what? Pure gold. Hallelujah. Now, why did God use gold for that inner structure and outward he used bronze? Why did God use gold? What does gold remind you of? What does gold actually signify spiritually? Amen?
Amen.
Can you think deeply?
Yes.
What makes gold different from other things?
Because it's precious and it's valuable.
Amen?
You understand? I believe as the gold is inside, as it's made out of, that is the outside is made out of, the gold stands for the heart of man.
Amen. Hallelujah. Any other contribution? Hallelujah. There's one thing my brother missed out. That gold does not change. Amen?
Amen?
Gold has eternal quality. If you put gold here today, come here in another 1,000 years. The same way you left it, that is where you meet it. Amen? It talks of something that is incorruptible. Amen? It talks of something that is what? Eternal. Hallelujah. Amen? So God uses that gold to describe his heavenly kingdom, you know? Eternal, invisible kingdom that does not pass away, that is eternal in the heavens. Hallelujah. So when we enter into this place, we are entering into what they call heavenly fellowship. Hallelujah. So let us move on. Let us see what God has in store. When you enter the tabernacle itself had two compartments, one called the holy place, amen, and the second part called the holies of holies. The holies of holies was the place where the glory of God actually dwelt. Amen?
Amen.
Now the priest would normally enter into this first part to perform their rituals and all that. There was a table that had 12 loaves of bread. That they call it the show bread. The table had to always have that what? 12 loaves of bread. Amen?
Amen.
Then by the side of the table you had what they call the golden lampstand. Amen? Now let us start off with the golden table. Amen? Does this remind you of something? This gold table with 12 loaves of bread. Does it remind you of something? What does it remind you of?
Jesus feeds the multitude.
No, no, I'm talking of a table, a golden table with 12 loaves of bread. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You see, we are talking of what? Fellowship. Amen. We're talking of fellowshipping with what? With Christ. Hallelujah. What did Paul, Jesus say to the disciples before leaving? He said, I do this in what? In remembrance of me. Amen. It's a continuous thing, eh? It's not something that just comes when you come to church and eat bread, eh? Amen. And then when you eat the bread, you just go out and you're off. Amen. We're talking of a continuous fellowship with what? With the Father and the Son. Hallelujah. Amen. John says that our fellowship is with who? Our fellowship is with the Father and with the Son. Hallelujah. It is a spiritual fellowship. If we gather here together in the flesh, we all have to be joined together in the Spirit. Hallelujah. If your pastor is preaching, it's the Spirit speaking to him. Hallelujah. Amen. And we commune. Hallelujah. And we hear the mind of God. Hallelujah. It is something that will keep us, this fellowship. Because without the fellowship, there's no way you can proceed into glory with God. Amen. Amen. We have to learn to have what separate ourselves from the hassle and bustle of this world to what to have intimate fellowship in our wardrobes, in our closets with God. Amen. Amen. It's very important. This is a key to what? To victory. Amen. A few years ago, I had many problems, complications in my life. Amen. And if you knew me some few years ago, some few would just walk out. You would not even say, this man can't preach where I am. Amen. Hallelujah. You see, but some people see me now and they say, what happened? That they can't believe it. That what happened? Is this the same Trevor that they knew some years ago? What happened? They cannot, you know. If somebody came and wants to see me, I can't understand what happened. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This thing can only happen when you enter into the closet in fellowshipping with the Father. Amen? Amen. And as you do this fellowship, all these things, that all these problems in our lives will begin to what? To go. Hallelujah. Amen. No matter your habits, no matter all those things, what? Will just begin to drop out. Amen. No struggle. Hallelujah. Because the power of the word, the power of fellowship, amen, is all that we all need as Christians. Hallelujah. We're not talking of religion. We are not talking here of gathering together in religion and seeing each other's faces and clapping hands. No. That kind of thing does not make any sense if you are not connected in the Spirit. Hallelujah. So this fellowship is something that, you see, the Bible says that it was unleavened bread. You know what they call unleavened bread? Bread without yeast. That is the pure, true word of God, coming from the mind of God. Hallelujah. Revealing the thoughts of God. Amen. And as you fellowship in these things, all these problems in your life will begin to break. The Bible says that you shall know the truth, and the truth shall
set you free.
Hallelujah. You shall set you free in your mind. Amen. You shall set you free in every aspect of your life. Hallelujah. And you begin to walk as a son of God. Amen. And it is wonderful because you begin to feel the peace of God in your life. Hallelujah. Things that you couldn't resist before, it just comes naturally. Amen. You don't struggle anymore. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is the essence of fellowship with God. So that pattern that Jesus Christ gave with the 12 disciples is something that each and every one of us have to what? Have to do. Amen. Because 12 talks of sonship. If we are the sons of God, we must all have this fellowship. Amen. With the Father. Hallelujah. Now we go on. By the side of the table, or by the side of the golden table, there was what they call a golden lampstand. Amen? Have you seen this thing in Jewish traditions? You know, the Jews up to today, they still use all these things, eh? In their religious rituals and all that. You see? But what they are ignorant of is that those things don't matter anymore. What matters is your understanding of what God wanted to communicate to us. Hallelujah. Because God was what? He was speaking, when he gave this tabernacle to the Israelites, it was like a parable. Amen. You know, when you see a parable, you are not seeing the true thing. Hallelujah. But thank God for the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Because the Bible says that when the Spirit of God comes, he does what? He leads you into all truth. Hallelujah. He teaches you the deep things of God. Hallelujah. The very thoughts of God. Hallelujah. And do you know that if you have the thoughts of God in you, you become like God? Do you know this is a mystery? He has given us what is taught. Amen?
Amen.
If you have the spirit of a man or the spirit of carnality in you, of an ordinary man, you will be like what? An ordinary, amen, weak, powerless. But if you have the seven spirits of God, which is the spirit of God, what happens? You arise. Amen. You arise like a man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Remember Samson in the Bible? Samson had what? Seven dreadlocks. Amen. Like my sister there, but it was only seven, not plenty like that. Amen. Hallelujah. Seven what? Locks. Hallelujah. Those are spiritual things. That seven locks signified the spirit of God. That was what made Samson different from every other man. Amen. Samson was a superman. Amen. He could do things that the ordinary man could not do. Why? Because of those seven locks. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And this points to the seven spirits of God you are seeing there on the screen. Can you see it? There are the seven candle lights burning before the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
It is the spirit of God that the Lord has given to each and every one of us. And we have to what? Abide in the spirit of the Lord. If you want to prosper. You know, the pastor was saying just before I came on stage that if we fail, it's our business. Amen?
Amen.
Because you have no right to fail anymore. Why? Because God has given us everything at our disposal. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God does not withhold anything from anybody. Amen? If things are going wrong for you, or going wrong in your life, or in your family life, hallelujah.
Amen.
There is no point pointing fingers to nobody. All you just have to do is what? Is to go back, hallelujah.
Amen.
And join yourself to what? To the candlestick of the Lord. Join yourself to the spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. And he shall what? He shall bring your judgment like from the night to what? To the day. He shall what? He shall convert your situation and turn it around. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Your desert shall become like what? A blossoming garden. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Streams of water shall flow there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Joy and singing shall be there. Amen.
Amen.
And when people see you, hallelujah, they shall see the glory of the Lord upon you. Listen to what Isaiah says. He says that the glory of the Lord shall what? Shall be seen upon you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They shall see it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And they shall walk and they shall say, you know, this is the Son of God. You know, for many years of my rebellion, you know, I never ever heard from God. Whenever I went to fellowships, nobody ever called me. But you know, now when I walk into fellowship, now people just walk up to me and say that I'm a man of God. Amen?
Amen.
In fact, to the extent that I said, okay, maybe this is how these people, they know me. Myself and my wife went to one country, you know, the other day. Even a white minister saw me and my wife, and he called me out and said, this is a man of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Why? All we just have to do is what? Is to connect ourselves to the Lord. Amen? And the glory will be what? Will be seen on you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So this is the seven spirits of God. That's what it signifies. Amen? The path of glory, we must have what they call fellowship. And we must abide in the spirits of God. Amen? You can see that the lampstand is like a tree with branches. Jesus Christ says that a tree cannot bear fruit except it what? He abides in there. The problem with each and every one of us is that we want to go our way. We want to do things our own way. We want to be in a hurry. Amen?
Amen.
Some people want to make riches fast. Amen? Some want to do things very fast. And they go their way to organize things by themselves. At the end of the day, some people end up in jail. Some people have problems. You know? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Some people prosper for a small moment. After a while, the suffering, when they start the suffering, the person will pray that he, if he had known, he would have not even seen that enjoyment is enjoyed in the past. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Have you seen suffering before? Pray you don't see what they call suffering. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So this is what it is. We just have to do what? Abide in the Lord. This is what the problem with Adam in the beginning. Adam refused to abide in the Lord. Amen. That was the beginning of his problem. That is why his land started to bring chukuchuku. You know what they call chukuchuku? Amen. You know when God cast Adam out of the garden, he said that your land shall what? Bring forth thorns. Amen. And you shall what? Sweat. Labor. Amen. Sweat. That is why people are sweating today. Sweating and they are not reaping anything. Amen. You walk day and night. Oh, hallelujah. Nothing. Hallelujah. Even when you walk, it's chukuchuku that you bring. Amen. You marry, it is thorns and chukuchuku and spines that will come out and start choking you. No rest. Can you sleep upon chukuchuku? No rest. Bad fruits. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But it's when we abide in the Lord, things will now begin to change. We work it out. Amen. The word of God cannot fail. Has it failed before?
No.
No. Hallelujah. But the problem is that people do not believe. Amen. And people are not patient. Amen. The Bible says the person who hears the word and understands it, he keeps it what? With patience. And in due season, we what? He will bring forth fruit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. It shall be like a mustard seed. But what? It shall what? It shall sprout forth as a big mighty tree in the land. And people shall come under your feather, under your shadows. Hallelujah. People shall see the light in you. And they shall rush. I said, there's a man of God there. There's a woman of God there. Hallelujah. Your problem, all those things that they said about you in the past, they will swallow them out, that tongue.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. They will swallow it, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
They said, this woman, her own story is finished. That chapter is closed. No, she can never make it. Ah, that one, no, the story, let's forget that side. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is the case God is interested in.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. When the men have rejected you, when men have turned their backs on you, the Lord will pick you up and lift you up.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Amen. So we move on. There was another furniture called the altar of incense. The altar of incense was just before what they call a veil. Amen. And I'm going to demonstrate something to you, very interesting. Now the altar of incense was a place where the high priest would burn incense to the Lord every morning. Amen. Every morning, as the morning comes, the high priest will go there and burn incense on the altar of incense, and the incense will drift. It will drift beyond what they call a veil. A veil was a curtain. Because a curtain separated the holy place and the holies of holies. The holies of holies is a place where the glory of God dwelt. Amen?
Amen.
Now the high priest will now come there and, make the sacrifices. Hallelujah. And the sacrifice will go and drift beyond the veil. Every morning. And they were warned that no strange sacrifice, no strange, odors should be put on that thing. It should always be pure. Every morning. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Meaning that only that thing talks of prayer, talks of your prayer life. Amen. Because your prayers drift to the Lord. Amen. The altar of incense represents prayers. Amen. Hallelujah. And it represents your sacrifice to the Lord. Amen. We have to bring ourselves as what? As a living
sacrifice.
How many of us are bringing ourselves as a living sacrifice to the Lord? Or is our body living sacrifice on Sundays? Then from Monday to Saturday is another thing. Amen.
Amen.
We remove our body from the altar after church. Amen. Before entering church, you put the body on the altar. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 It's very, very important. Because before we can ever move on into glory, amen. You see, prayer is not just Father, this, Father, this. No. You know I can be here. I'm here, I'm praying. You know I'm praying as I'm here. Amen.
Amen.
You know a time comes where your desires are like prayers even. Amen. But the only way your prayers can be answered, when you are fulfilled, when you abide in the word of God, when you abide in Christ. Amen. The Bible, Jesus Christ said it, so that when you pray, the Father answers you. Amen?
Amen.
Jesus Christ lived in that realm when he says, I know the Father always hears me. Amen. When he went to raise up Lazarus from the dead, he didn't have to go and say, he didn't say all that. Amen. He went there and said, what? Lazarus, come forth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Because he lived a life of prayer. He was connected in the Father. Hallelujah. He was constantly in that prayer mode, and that is where each and every one of us children of God have to be. Every step of our life, every day of our life, every step we make has to be with a prayer. Amen. As you wake up, as you walk, before you talk, before you utter your words, you have to begin to, you are always connected with the Father, praying, hallelujah.
Amen.
And as you live in this realm, you see things beginning to happen in your life. Amen. Hallelujah. And as you go to a place, you don't need to pray, you see people healed. Amen. I remember some months back, some sister came from another town to our place, and they had problems with documents. They said the police refused to give her documents for many years. But just let us start praying. As we just started praying, I opened my eyes. I saw the whole sisters on the floor. I said, what happened? Amen? We had to wake them up. It was the next day or 2 days later they called us, saying the police has called them for their documents. Hallelujah. Amen? It is the realm that you walk in. Hallelujah. And this thing is not for anybody in particular. It's for the whole body of hallelujah. The ministry is for each and every one of us to do what? To grow into the fullness, into perfection, into maturity. That is what the ministry is for. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. It doesn't matter where you are coming from, because some people they look at themselves as what? As unworthy. Amen. But remember the blood that was shed outside the tabernacle. The blood of the Lamb. Amen. You see, people who are walking in this faith, they do not understand what they call the blood of the Lamb. The blood of the Lamb is a very powerful thing. Amen. If you still have a sin consciousness, if you still have guilt in you, that means you are calling God a liar. That means you are saying that the sacrifice that He made on the cross is not enough. Hallelujah. When the Lord says He has forgiven you all your iniquity, hallelujah, the Lord does not see you as a sinner. Amen. You have to do what? You receive this righteousness by what? By faith. Receive what? The free gift of God by
faith.
Receive it by faith. I am righteous. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I am righteous in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
It's very important that you walk as Christians. If not, you can never make it. Amen. If you ever, the Bible says that in Him we have forgiveness of sin. In Him. Now mark that word, in Him. That is, as we abide in Him, we have what? Forgiveness of
sin.
God does not see any sin in you. Amen. If your child tries to walk and your child falls, will you abandon the child?
No.
God does not see you as a sinner. You are not a sinner. Amen. As far as you confess the Lord and you have a willingness to move on with the Lord, you are a legitimate son. You have to receive the righteousness of God by what? By faith, not by works. It's not what you do or who you are. But you have heard it and you have believed it. And you have what? And you have received it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. It is our faith that causes us to do what? To overcome this world. And to overcome, you know that voice? That's a voice that speaks in you at times. That says, Siam, you are just wasting your time. Amen. Go back to what you are doing. Amen. Maybe you try something one moment and it doesn't work. That voice will come and say, what did I tell you? You are not good. Just go back. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
So now, after this particular, you know, furniture, we're gradually coming to a conclusion. Amen. Can you help me get that cloth? Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now, that was what they call a veil. Amen. Only once a year, the high priest, we go beyond this particular veil to do what? To offer what they call atonement for the Israelites. Amen?
Amen.
Once a... Are you listening?
Yes.
Once a... Hallelujah. Once a year, the what? The high priest will go beyond this veil to offer atonement for the children of Israel. Amen?
Amen.
He will take the blood of a lamb, of a clean lamb, stainless lamp, which we know is Jesus, and he will do what? He will offer it, he will put it on the mercy seat. Because beyond the veil, there was actually, we're going to look at it, there was actually a particular, the ark of God. Have you heard of the ark of God? It was beyond the veil. No man had ever seen that place. No man could enter that place. Only the high priest once a year. And when the high priest entered, what happened? They tie a rope on his leg. Amen?
Amen?
So that if they hear, they wait for some time and they don't hear his voice anymore, they just draw the poor man's body out. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because the place was a place of what? Holiness. It's a place that was dreaded. Hallelujah.
Amen.
No man. Remember when some people tried to open the ark of God to look into it? You saw what happened? No man could see the glory of God and live. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. No man was worthy. Hallelujah. Amen. Because what? In Adam we had sinned. We had fallen short of what? Of the glory of God. Because the glory of God dwelt there. No man could go beyond that veil. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 But thank God. Thank God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank God. Because something happened. Something happened, hallelujah, on the day that the Lord Jesus Christ was crucified. Something happened. The moment he gave up his ghost, something happened. Amen. Can I have two volunteers? Two heavy men. Amen. Something happened on the day of his crucifixion. Hold one side here. Hallelujah. Something happened on the day. Let me put it like this here. Something happened on the day of his. On the moment Jesus Christ was crucified. Something happened. What happened? The veil did what? It was torn what? Into two. Amen. Hallelujah. With invisible hands. Nobody saw the hand. The moment Jesus Christ, that veil was what? What does it mean? That means that that access to God is open for what? Everybody to enter. Hallelujah. Before the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, nobody knew the Father. All they knew was another God. They had a negative image of God. They never really knew the God of love. Amen?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. None of them had seen the glory of God in his fullness. None of them had seen the love and the face of God. Hallelujah. But Jesus Christ demonstrated that one because he walked before the face of the Father. And he has given us access to walk before the face of the Father. This is the only tonic that we need. Amen? This is the only cure that we need. The only thing that we need as children of God is to have access to the glory of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because if we live in the glory and in the love of God, all things will work out well for you. For you. Amen? In that place, hallelujah, you can fear another candy. You can fear no more. The Bible calls this place the secret place of what? The secret place of the Most High. Psalm 91. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's a place, hallelujah, that when you dwell there, no power of the devil can touch you. Hallelujah. It's a place where the devil, the powers of Satan, the serpents, hallelujah,
Amen,
the scorpions and whatever they are put under your feet.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Has it not spoken that all power in heaven and earth has been given over to the church?
Yes.
Given over to his body. Given over to his people. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So then why do we suffer? We suffer because we have not yet what? Understood the free gift of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
My people perish for what?
For lack of knowledge.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So we enter into this secret place of the Most High God. Hallelujah. And what? We dwell in the safety of the Lord. Because in that secret place, there were what? There were two objects. This was actually one object that had the... Okay? It had the what? The Ark of God. Amen? And the Ark of God was actually, it represented God's glory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This was the ark that the Israelites would take to battle. If they hold that ark in battle, nobody could what? Could stand them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This same Ark of God, remember in the Bible, when the Ark of God, they brought it to somebody's house. Can somebody remember the name?
Obed-Edom.
Amen. What happened to his house? God blessed the house that the whole Israel had. Hallelujah. The Bible says that what the whole Israel heard. Amen.
Amen.
I can't imagine that kind of blessing. Maybe suddenly he had just BMWs and and he had a swimming pool in front of him and he had strange things will happen. Because the Bible said the whole Israel heard. Whole Israel heard of the way the Lord blessed him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The blessing, so it provoked David. That David went, he said, look, bring that thing. Hallelujah. Amen. David did what? David went and took that thing. I bet. He took the ark away from the house of the Lord, of Obed-Edom, and took it to its own resting place. Why? Because David envied the man when he heard of the blessing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is the blessing that each and every one of us have.
Amen.
As we enter into this place, hallelujah. The Bible says that the nations shall behold the glory of God in you. Oh, hallelujah. If we see the things, the Bible says, eyes have not heard,
neither has ears heard the things that God has prepared for those that love. Hallelujah. You cannot comprehend it. You cannot imagine it. Hallelujah. The days will come when you think back, you just begin to shed tears. Hallelujah. That if I had known, why did I have to go through all that pain? Hallelujah. Amen. The thing now is that why is it that people are not attracted to the glory of God? Because it is hidden. I think you can remember that cover over the tabernacle. People cannot see the glory of God unless the eyes are open spiritually. Amen.
Amen.
People cannot actually recognize these things, this spiritual gift of God. People do not recognize His presence. Hallelujah. Because what? Their eyes are what? Are blinded. The God of this world has what? Blinded their eyes. That they cannot see the glory of the Lord shining forth from the face of Jesus. Hallelujah. When we enter into this place, we are assured of full blessings. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Have you said the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want? You shall stop saying it religiously. You shall enter into the realm where you experience it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Have you remembered Jesus Christ was in the boat? Remember when he was in the boat? And the waters became very violent. What happened? The disciples cried. They were afraid. But Jesus Christ did what? He was sleeping. And I woke him up. And when he woke up, he said, oh, you of little faith. Amen. You know what that represents? That those waves represent the casino and the problems in humanity. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And Jesus Christ was in the bosom of the Father. Amen. He lived in the glory of God. He lived in the presence of the Father. Amen.
Amen.
And when you come to that place, 10,000 will fall by your right.
Hallelujah.
11 million will fall by your left.
Amen.
Amen. Mommy water will touch that one near you, this one near you. But what? It will not what?
Come near me.
It cannot come near you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because what? You have made the Lord's, what? The Lord's house, your dwelling place. You have trusted the name of the Lord. And you have held on to the name of the Lord. And the Lord will not allow his name to be profaned and dragged in the mud among the nations. Hallelujah. Because if the Lord's name is upon you, the Lord will not allow any evil before you. This is the perfect will of God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So let us enter. Amen. Let us push it. This is what the Lord has come to reveal to each and every one of us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That the veil has been what?
Broken
open. Hallelujah.
Amen.
No more are we strangers to God's kingdom.
No.
Hallelujah. Don't look at yourself anymore as what? As an outsider or a stranger or unworthy or sinner. Amen?
Amen.
Just press on to hold on to this glory that the Lord is talking about. Hallelujah. In these last days. Amen?
Amen.
The Bible says that in that last day that there is a veil that is covering the nations. Do you know where it is, Lester? A veil that is covering the nations. Amen?
Isaiah 25.
There is a veil that covers the nations. Amen? But upon the Lord's mountain, he shall do what? He shall remove this veil. Amen? And he will what? He will swallow death in what?
Victory.
In victory. Any trace of death in you, any trace of evil in you, will be swallowed up by the light of the God's glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That same glory dwells in you. Do you remember that? That same glory that descended into the, that descended in, when Moses, you know when Moses dedicated his temple? The temple? The glory of the Lord descended in the form of a cloud and filled the temple of God. That same glory descended when Solomon dedicated the bigger temple. Amen?
Amen?
Because you will discover that the same things that you see in this tabernacle is the same thing that was in the temple of God. Amen? This topic is not a topic that I can preach for in 1 hour. Amen? Normally we preach it in 1 week. Amen? But I'm going to give you books. These books are very cheap. They're €5. Amen? It's not those kind of books that we make profit on. Eh? Amen? It's just something as a service. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't say that you know they read book. Eh? I know no book. Amen? Rebuke that in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I know book in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. As you open your eyes to read, the Lord will quicken your... Do you know, I started to write in Italian, writing, you know, for Italian brethren who wanted to hear my writings because they were very interested. Do you know that I couldn't write Italian before? But when I put my hand to the computer to start writing, I just started writing Italian. When I showed some Italian, they didn't believe. They said that it's a lie. That somebody translated this thing for me. They couldn't understand how somebody who couldn't write Italian 1 month ago was writing Italian. Amen? That is the power of God. Amen. Hallelujah. So we thank God. Have we learned something today? Amen. So let us press in with boldness. What does Paul say, Pastor? Paul says that what? We should press in with boldness. We should hold on to the consolation beyond the veil. There's a consolation, which is the glory of God. Hallelujah. Amen. The glory that many, many people have searched for, they could not find. Amen. Abraham searched for this glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Great, great men of God have searched for this glory, but they could not find it. But it's at our disposition today. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So let us glorify the name of the Lord. Amen. Because that same glory descended into Jesus in the form of a cloud. And that same glory today has descended where? Inside of each and every one of us in the form of what? The Holy
Spirit.
Hallelujah. Remember the day of Pentecost? Fire? Fire upon, you know? When you are baptized today in the Holy Ghost, it doesn't mean fire has to, you have to see fire. Eh? Amen. Those things were only signs for us to understand what is happening. Amen?
Amen.
But that glory of God is what? It's in each and every one of us today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is the Christ in you, the hope of
glory.
It is the hope of glory for the whole of humanity. Hallelujah. Amen. Because as you understand this mystery and walk in this mystery, you become saviors of this world.
Mm.
Amen.
Amen.
The laws of the land will not help this country.
Mm.
Religion will never help this country.
So.
And all the things that man tries to do can never help this country.
Mm.
It's only as what? As you join yourself to the glory of God, as you press in by faith beyond this holies of holies, amen?
Amen.
That you will what? You will enter. But we have to increase your understanding, brethren. Amen. Let us spend more time with reading the Bible, meditating on the Word of God. Amen. Less activity, physical activities. The flesh what profited nothing.
Mm.
It's the spirit that does what?
That
gives life. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
What shall it profit a man if he gain this whole world and lose his soul? Isn't it foolishness? Isn't it foolishness? You go and dig up the graveyard of some of these men like Abacha. Go and dig up their graveyard now and look for their body. Amen? It's just foolishness. Hallelujah. What we should fight for is how to get the glory of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he has assured us that if we seek the kingdom, all the other things will be what? Oh, people think that God doesn't know how to enjoy. Oh, that's what people think. You know when Jesus Christ rode on the donkey into town? You know donkey was an expensive source of income, expensive source of transport in those days. And that donkey, nobody had ridden it. It was chassis.
Oh, yeah.
It was a new donkey. It's just like getting a BMW, and he commanded the team to come. Amen?
Amen.
Oh, you think God doesn't like enjoyment? Oh. Look, he that made us knows enjoyment more than we. Hallelujah. All we just have to do is to trust him. Amen?
Amen.
Your finances. Remember when Jesus commanded them to collect money from the mouth of the fish?
Yes.
Or don't you realize that all things have been given over to you, who are sons of God? But we are not experiencing this because we have not yet what grown into it. Amen? We have to increase with knowledge and with faith. Hallelujah. Then we begin to walk in the realm of the supernatural. Hallelujah. Supernatural, when things will just begin to work out for us in miraculous way. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, Father, to you be all the glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you for the veil has been broken.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you for the veil has been broken. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for the glory has been growing. Amen. Thank you for the veil of glory. Hallelujah. We thank you, O God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Blessed be your name, O God. Hallelujah. Let your light shine. Let it shine upon these people right now.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
We come out, we command every cloud of darkness over the lives of the people to live right now.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let them live right now, Father. We command a quickening by your spirit. Let your spirit sweep across this congregation to the glory of the Lord.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
As we're just praying, you know, I could see an angel, you know, in the form of cloud, one by the right and one by the left, you know, surrounded around the premises.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. You see the glory cloud? Hallelujah. You've heard the words from the Lord today. Amen. Hallelujah. I bless Pastor Wale. Amen.
Amen.
For the spirit of humility that the Lord has given him. Amen. And I pray that the Lord will increase his ministry.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Because he has looked, he has recognized that this is the body of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Some people will go to them and they are afraid that will come and steal their congregation or something. Amen.
Amen.
But he openly just, you know, allowed me to come here with humility. Amen.
Amen.
I don't have pastor written by my name, by the side of my name. But he recognized it and I praise him for this thing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Father, to you be all the glory.
Hallelujah.
Let this glory cloud fill us.
Amen.
And follow us wherever we go.
Amen.
Amen. Let us be found in Christ.
Amen.
What shall it profit a man if he loses this glory that has been preached from the foundation of the world? This glory that men have searched for. Father, let us partake of this glory in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Anything that is holding us back, Father, remove it.
Amen.
And let us taste of your goodness.
Amen.
And of your joy.
Amen.
Your Bible says that in your presence is the fullness of joy.
Amen.
In your presence is the fullness of glory, delicia. Hallelujah. La joya. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Blessed be your name, oh God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
To you be all the glory.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Pastor. Come on, let's put our hands together.